You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 202. And on today's show, Robert asks the question, how do I deal with those challenging objections? It seems like every time I present my opportunity to someone, I get met with objection after objection. And I'm just wondering what recommendations you have for how to deal with this. Great question, Robert. Stay tuned. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, Jackie Elmer here. Welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I don't know if you're here listening for the first time or the second time, or maybe you're a longtime listener. Either way, I welcome you and just want you to know I'm thrilled you're here. If you have a question for the show, you can ask it over at jackieelmer.com/questions, or you can send it to me via Twitter at Jackie Elmer and just ask away, and I would be happy to answer your question here on the podcast. You know, it's things like this that help us get out of that rut sometimes and go on to build a successful business. And if you're looking for coaching, I have a couple different coaching options, including my Inner Circle coaching that takes you through start to finish, how I started building my network marketing business online using attraction marketing, how I've sponsored over 1,800 people who've come to me via the internet, already pre-sold and interested in my business, in me, and in partnering together, and no more overcoming that objection of, is this MLM? I don't have time. I don't have money. So I will tell you that attraction marketing is one of my answers, Robert, to how to overcome those objections that you get. But I understand that you're asking for a little bit more than that. Show notes, jackieelmer.com/202. And I've got a little special deal over there for you where you can download my top objections and how I overcome those. So visit the show notes, jackieelmer.com/202. Okay, so Robert asks, how do you overcome those challenging objections? Well, one of the biggest things, first and foremost, is to make sure that you truly have a viable prospect before you spend a lot of time answering objections. And you want to learn to get very postured in how you do it. Here's the thing. I don't spend a lot of time overcoming objections anymore. And the reason I don't is because I have learned through trial and error and doing this over and over again, most often, that the more objections someone has, the less likely they're going to be to truly build a business. I mean, let's face it. This is not rocket science. This is not brain surgery. This is a very simple business model of taking a product or service that you love, that you feel passionate about, and that someone can truly have an experience with and or make some money, and sharing it with other people and working with the ones who say, yes, I would like to have a product experience, or yes, I would like to have an income experience, or yes, I would like to get the heck out of the job that I can't stand, away from a boss that I loathe, and develop something for myself. Now, maybe you don't have a job that you hate or a boss that you loathe, but you get my point, okay? Those are the people we're looking for. It's pretty simple. It's not going to be for everybody. In fact, it's not going to be for most people, and that's okay, all right? Birds of a feather flock together. You're simply looking for your flock, and sometimes we wake up and realize we're flapping wings with the wrong flock, and that's okay, or whatever it is. You know, could be sheep, flock of seagulls. I prefer seagulls personally, but you get my point. So sometimes we wake up and we realize that the life that we had, the day-to-day activities that we were involved in aren't fulfilling us. They are no longer what we want to be doing, and we are moving on to do something else. That's all we're doing, is we're looking for those people. So really and truly, you shouldn't have to overcome a whole lot of objections. One of my favorite objections, and I got this the other day, is I didn't get it. Actually, one of my coaching students did, and I answered it for him to help him out. But the question was, what guarantees are there that this is going to last? And I have to laugh hard when I hear that one. And the reason I laugh so hard when I hear that one is, in case you don't know my story, I'm from the airline industry, for goodness sakes. You want to talk about a profession where there are no guarantees? I could just run down a laundry list. Eastern, Pan American Airlines, TWA. Gosh, I know there's a whole bunch more. Western, Northwest Airlines. I'm dating myself here. Republic, PSA, Piedmont Airlines, the original Frontier Airlines. I mean, I can go down a list of big name carriers that most of us probably thought at one point would never go away. Heck, especially Pan American World Airlines. I'm probably really dating myself. A lot of people listening won't ever even have known that that airline existed. But at one time, it was the preeminent, dominant, luxurious, fabulous international carrier that went all around the world. And they were just fantastic. And they are gone today. So it's kind of one of those things where, being from the airline industry, when people ask me for a guarantee, I just laugh at them and say, seriously? You know, where in corporate America are you made a guarantee? I mean, look around. Since 2008, let's just go back that far. How many people have lost jobs? How many companies have folded? How many industries have we seen go away? Think of vinyl records. Even CDs, the music industry in general as we know it, concerts as we know them. I mean, so much about the music industry has changed. So much about TV and movies have changed. So when you look at life in general, the only guarantee that we really have is that we're not going to get out alive. That is truly the only guarantee we have. We know that at some point, all of us are going to die. That's just the way that it is. And what goes on between the starting point and the ending point very much is determined by us, but we don't have a lot of control over the fact that we are ultimately going to depart this world. That's the only guarantee that we have. We really don't have any other guarantees. Most of us believe in a higher power, in a God. Most of us believe that the sun is going to rise and set tomorrow as well. Most of us believe we're going to have a tomorrow, but the reality of it is there are no guarantees. So when it comes to objections, you have to ask yourself or ask your prospect, what is the real objection here? What's really your question? And or even say, is there more? You know, you're asking this question, I sense some hesitation, is there more? And then just listen. Be very postured. Don't get defensive. Don't feel rattled. Don't feel like it should upset your apple cart and that it should make you question whether what you're doing is viable. Just maintain your posture. Or you can, and then you can ask another question. What is it that concerns you about this? So even, let's say it's, you know, I'm not really sure I have the time. What concerns you about this? How much time do you think it's going to take? Or, I'm not really sure I have the money. What concerns you about this? How much money do you think it's going to take? And based on what I've showed you with the compensation plan, how long do you think it would take you to get into action to make that money back that you're going to spend to start your business? Okay. And even asking, do you understand how our system works? Should I go through it again for you? Because, and again, it depends on the objection, but based on you asking this question, it makes me think that possibly you don't entirely understand our business system or what we do on a daily and weekly basis. And I'm happy to go through that with you again so you can kind of see where this particular objection is not really an issue if you're really committed to wanting to build a business. Okay, so something as simple as that. You can go to the show notes, jackieelmer.com/202. I've got that little link for downloading my objections MP3. You can also go to streetsmartscripts.com. I've got all the good success language in there. And then really the final thing that you want to use to stay postured is the great takeaway. And I'm going to share that with you here. So So the great takeaway is when you are postured enough to say no first, and that means saying to them, you know, I sense you have some objections, and a lot of times, based on my experience, that just tells me that the time isn't right, and I totally get and respect that. So I'm thinking that this is probably not a good time for you, but let's do this. Let's stay in touch. I know you're looking, you know, to diversify some, and I'm always looking to grow my business. Let's just keep in touch over the next few months, and if the situation changes and you're ready to take a look and maybe get serious, let's revisit it then. How about that? Because I'm guessing that now isn't a good time. If you do that with posture, but you do it in the nicest, kindest way, your prospect will say, no, wait, I am interested, if they're really interested. And if they're not, they'll say, you know what, that sounds great, thanks. And either way, you've gotten an answer to your question. Okay, remember, you're looking for those people that want it now, that see what you see and they want it now. They want it like you want it. And they, you know, you want to lock arms and run together with them. All right, if you have a question for the show, you can tweet it to me at Jackie Elmer on Twitter, or you can post it over at jackieelmer.com/questions. And until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business. Wow, did you hear that dragster going by? All right, well, that was just a bonus for you. If you didn't hear it, back up and listen again. Have a great day. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. My 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.